have to this week's podcast with Ultimate Athlete Concepts and DuckDS.com. My name is Joseph Johnson, founder of Ultimate Athlete Concepts. And as usual, I'm joined with Dr. Michael Yeses of DuckDS.com, as well as Jeff Moyer of DC Sports Training in Pittsburgh. And this week we're going to be talking about one of Doc's books, Build a Better Athlete, and kind of go over some of the different points in the book and things that really make this distinct. I get questions a lot from people. They'll send me an email or call me and ask me a question. Hey, what's the best book to get started with? And I would say, depending on the situation, and it can vary, but obviously 9 times out of 10, when I get that question, I recommend Build a Better Athlete, actually. That one and or Secrets of Rush of Sports Fitness and Training, but depending on the scenario. But for coaches that are calling for very practical, usable, viable information for their situation, I would say just about across the board, it's going to be the best book. The other ones are great for theory. They're great for conceptual stuff. But if you want really a nuts and bolts kind of book as to how to proceed and what to do, I would say Build a Better Athlete probably is my number one choice for that. So what is different? Why is it valuable? What makes it unique amongst many of the other books? And so Jeff's going to help me with that today, kind of go over all the points. Him and I talked earlier of all the different things that he thought made it unique, and be able to bring those up and Doc kind of get your insight into how you put that together. So Jeff, go ahead and take it away. I know you had some questions right away for Doc or just some points that you wanted to get feedback on, so go right ahead.
Working in the private setting, mainly with high school and younger kids, I don't work with one specific sport. So this book has been an invaluable tool to me because it covers many different of the motor skills that that I work with, from running to throwing, jumping, hitting, kicking, to strength, to nutrition. I mean, this book really does kind of cover everything. Most physical education books, you'll see they give, they cover a lot, but not to the depth and scale that Doc does. One of the things I first want to point out, I've recommended this to many parents, not just coaches, but parents, just to read this, just to get a basic understanding of where to start with their kids because they're really the first, the majority of parents are the first coaches that the kids have. So this is a great book for, I believe, parents. Doc does a great job of laying it out in very easy to follow terms, especially when he's going through the mechanics, which is can be a very detailed and sciencey job. Doc does a very good job of breaking it down into layman's terms, so simpletons and people like myself can understand. One of the things I find very fascinating is to start. I mean, we don't have enough time in the day to really cover everything in this book. But one of the very first things is chapter 3. Doc goes into posture, and this is seldom, if ever, talked about with coaches and athletes, talking about the role of posture and how to address it. And Doc does a great job of going into detail why it's important, and then gives examples of ways to strengthen the lower back and the abdominals and exercises to fix it, particularly two that I utilize with all my athletes and even parents that come in. While they're waiting for their kids, I'll have them do this. He talks about a couple hanging exercises for the back. One with the back stretch strap that can easily attach to any door, and the other is off of the glute ham gastroc raise that Doc developed. This has just helped my athletes and patients and parents that I've worked with and their back health tremendously. So I found that right off the bat very unique, because that's not very not very ever talked about in detail like Doc goes into. And having been or having been a student of sports science and physical preparation, I own a lot of the Soviet sports reviews, and they make in great detail, especially in the earlier editions, the importance of posture and back health and stuff. And Doc really brings this out in a very easy to follow way. So I mean, right off the bat, Doc, I really enjoyed that part. And then another thing, you know, and then Doc goes further into the mechanics, goes through each mechanics of running, jumping, throwing, hitting, kicking. And what is fantastic is not only does he give the details of the mechanics, but he also gives exercises to improve in the mechanics, which again is unique to any physical education book you'll find out there. Usually it's either strength or it's technique. But seldom will you see the two of them together, and let alone strength that correlates to the technique to improve the technique, which is fascinating. Again, I work with many different athletes, so this is a book that's always by my bedside or on my desk that I go back to. I work with a lot of tennis athletes, soccer athletes, you know, so running, throwing, and rotational stuff. Exercises are huge for me. So going, you know, just going back through this just to reiterate, and then you know, following the pictures, Doc does a great job with the simulographs, Doc, of the cinegrams. I'm sorry, of athletes going through the mechanics. So he starts with young kids running, and then he'll show adults sprinting, and he goes through and breaks them down, so you can see in each picture what is unique and what's going on in the mechanics, which you don't see in any other physical education book, to help the reader understand better the mechanics and what he is trying to express. So yeah, I mean, Doc, again, I can talk all day about this. You know, as far as mechanics go, if I was a parent to with young kids and I was to start, what would you recommend? I mean, where to start? Because you just give so much information in here. You go through flexibility, agility, balance, the eyes, nutrition. I mean, it's almost where do you start?
All right, I think it's a good question. I appreciate your comments that you made on a book, and I kind of get these comments from many people. It's interesting how. I get these comments mainly because a lot of this material is not available as you brought out in other books. So when we think in terms of starting, the biggest thing, and this is what I try to emphasize in the book, as you also mentioned, is the technique aspect. You have to learn how to execute the skill. This has to be paramount, regardless of what sport you're involved in. You need the good technique. Too many athletes, you know, develop poor technique, and by the time they get to be 18 or 19, it gets mighty, mighty hard to change anything. And if they didn't have good mechanics at the beginning, they're sure not going to have good mechanics later on. And you can see this even in the pros. You take a look at even the quarterbacks, let's say in professional football. Half of them have terrible throwing technique. But yet, this is critical. So I really tried emphasizing technique, the skill. Teach them how to do it most effectively. And this is why I go into much detail on it and give exercises specific to the technique. By doing this, you can enhance and learn good technique. So they could take this information and apply it. Don't have to be a rocket scientist to say, gee, I don't know anything about the sport. It's all spelled out. You can do a lot of this work on your own simply by reading the book and applying what's in there. And help is always there also if additional help is needed. So this is what I would say the best way to start, Jeff. They have to learn the skills. Then we can enhance the skills. Strength exercises, speed exercises, explosive exercises. See, most people get involved in the physical aspect. They leave out technique. But learn the technique first. Then do the physical to improve technique and the skill. Now you have the best athlete in the making.
Okay? Yes, sir. So as far as technique goes, again, just I'm just going to go through some examples just so people can get an idea of what you've done in this book. You know, with the running, for example, majority of sports, maybe aside from maybe wrestling a little bit and swimming, involve running. So this is a great part of the book, and it's only a portion of what you cover in your explosive running book, but it's still great. You go through with your pictures of various athletes of various ages, from running to sprinting, or from jogging to sprinting, and you go through the mechanics, and you make sure you label which picture you're talking about. So after you give a detail, they can look and see exactly what it is what you're talking about, and you cover the differences between the sprinting and the jogging. And then on the back end of that chapter, you give some examples of exercises, such as the glute ham gastroc raise, which is a fantastic exercise, and a couple others. And you do this with each skill. Jumping, you go through the importance of landing and how to land. You give various different kinds of jumps. You go through the takeoff portion of the jump and the stance, and it's you give pictures from the front and from the side. In all the studying that I've done, I have yet to see a physical education book that goes into detail with the description and gives pictures, because the pictures say a lot. A lot of books will just give the words, and then you're left to your imagination to picture what it looks like. You give both. So that to people, such as myself, that doesn't have a formal education in this, this is just a great tool.
Let me interrupt just for a second here, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I think what you're saying is great, but I should also like to point out how we have a very prevalent myth in this country, and that is, and even amongst physical education people, see, when I was at the university, I had classes that I originated that dealt with analysis of technique or analysis of the sport. See, and I would get into the technique. I would analyze the technique of the skill for the physical education majors. The other professors who taught this class always taught strategy, how to line up the athletes, if you're going to conduct drills, and things like this, but they all ignore technique. See, most people, including physical education people, still think that skills are automatic. You are born with them. Runner is born. Thrower is born. This couldn't be further from the truth. And the Russians really proved this, because when they hit the scene back in the 50s and 60s, their athletes looked like robots for the most part. Most of you are too young to know this, but the newspapers used to talk about how robotic the Russian athletes looked. They weren't smooth like American athletes. That was because they were forced to learn the skills at an older age. They didn't start when they were younger. They didn't have time to go through this process. They knew they had to learn the technique. So they would teach the technique, and that's why the athletes look like robots, but yet they still performed well, robotic or not. So you have to get rid of this myth that everybody knows how to do it. You're born with it. It's all in the genes. No, it isn't. All of these skills are teachable, are learnable. You have to learn how to do these things. No one is born with the ability to be a good runner or a sprinter or a thrower. Must learn how to do them. Okay, I didn't interrupt you there, but I wanted to make this point.
No, thank you for bringing that out. I mean, actually, you go into very good detail in the first couple chapters about talking about this and going into how the importance of creating a universal athlete, especially at the young ages, the road to mastery, you call the chapter, and that I completely agree. Specializations becoming too often, the popular thing to do with kids these days, with you know, sports and overuse injuries, and are just accumulating too much, and youth injuries are accumulating very high. So creating an overall athlete is ever more important in this book. Again, I think not to just keep blowing it up and you know, make it seem like this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it is an invaluable tool that I just think more coaches and parents need to look into, because you cover everything underneath the water. Yosef, with your question with your young children, you have a couple young boys. Having applied much of the information from this book, what kind of things have you seen with your kids?
You know, depending on the age, and I have two young sons that are 7 and 9 who like baseball. So we just in the last year started to kind of, you know, go over some of the basic technique issues there with throwing and with hitting. And, you know, obviously, you know, at that age, there's only so much you are going to have them do and be able to enforce with ball keeping and still fun. And but one thing that we have seen with them is, you know, they pick up on it fairly quickly, you know, kind of more so than I guess you would expect for kids that age. And but you can see a real rapid improvement. I noticed with my 9-year-old especially that his throwing velocity went up pretty quickly within, you know, a couple of weeks of us discussing his throwing technique and kind of working on it. And so as we've done this with other kids too, obviously we've seen great results. We've had kids at 30 to 40 yards onto the distance that they throw the football, or, you know, many miles an hour on the fastball if they play baseball. So, and also with running and cutting, we've seen significant improvements. So I think it's something, I mean, obviously it's vital to the process. And the other thing that I think is probably equally as important and as profound is that the exercises actually help the athlete develop this technique, kind of, I want to say, unbeknownst to them. You can start to see their technique change. Sometimes with just the exercises alone, they'll start to do things differently as they master the exercises, which I think is kind of interesting. In some situations where maybe I hadn't done any technique work with them, or the circumstances didn't allow for it, but the exercises themselves started to bleed through in a relatively short order. And in a couple months, you could start to see their technique change. I think that's also kind of an interesting thing to note, that they blend together so well. The exercises and the technique work kind of just fold together perfectly, and there's a synergism between them.
You know, if I could kind of interrupt here for a minute, Yosef, I want to emphasize the point that, like you mentioned, the change at this age, where they're so pliable, even doing a strength exercise, you see a change in their technique. Well, these ages, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, they're ideal for technique work. This is the phase of their growth and development where they're very plastic. You can mold them into just about anything and everything. They learn very, very quickly at this time. These are the ideal ages where they should be mastering the technique of their particular sports, or, you know, multiple sports. Because even as the as I found out over the years, the more different skills that a youngster learns at an early age, the better the athlete he can be in any one sport. By only specializing in one sport, you're never as good as you can be if you work in many different sports when you're younger. So the age is very important here. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to bring that point out.
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy with the younger kids. You can really see them digest it, you know, fairly quickly. And start to develop it, and because of the plasticity, like what you alluded to, Doc, is, you know, with their plasticity of their nervous system, I mean, they're just very, very pliable in terms of improvement of their technique and also improvement of their performance. real quickly, and you don't need much. You don't need to beat it into the ground, you know, a few minutes, 5 minutes a day, you know, when you're out there maybe playing catch. I don't beat it to death. There's days where we won't even talk about it. We kind of just, you know, we'll take it step by step, but you can see it didn't take very long over a short course of time. And as the throwing technique improved, you could see that, you know, his velocity started improving, and his control over throwing the ball improved as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you can't really overstate how vital it can be and how beneficial it can be for the younger athlete, given their plasticity and learning curve.
Well, one of the things I think along with the technique, you know, we kind of talked about it with some of the exercises, but you, Doc, you go into a little more detailed with the physical development aspect towards the latter part of the book, which is a fantastic program. I use that with every athlete that I worked with, from professional to collegiate to high school to elementary school, middle school and elementary school. I have a couple 8-year-olds that I follow the parameters of the physical development in your book, along with the technique and the differences I've seen. You know, they come 2 times a week, these 2 little 8-year-old girls, and just the differences in their physical abilities, the way they move, from what the tennis coaches tell me, how they're performing on the court. It's made a huge difference. You know, you talk about, you know, everyone has a misconception about the physical development, and they you talk about using a set of 20, you know, 15 to 20 reps in here, which is very low dose. And you know, I do that with body weight exercises with the these girls and my athletes, and they don't get sore, doesn't impede their growth, and it's just done wonders for their physical development. So that's another benefit of having this book, learning the technique and then how to physically develop them, which is great. So,
yeah. So I guess one of the to get back to kind of the original part of our discussion, you know, where we talked about how is this different? I think the biggest thing for people to kind of take away is that. It's different in that you'll see a lot of books have sample programs. Okay, this is what you want to do to train. And then you have other books that have a lot of theory. There's the underlying concepts. I think it's an absolute rarity, in the literature, find books that are something that have both. They have the underlying theory laid out in a way that the layperson can apply it. So it's a little bit of theory, but it's already kind of worked through for you. And then also, instead of giving you a quote-unquote program, it's more of, okay, how are we going to select exercises that are best for your sport? That's more important than a quote-unquote program. And the best way to implement those exercises via, like with the 1x20 method, Doc, so that you can reinforce the technique of the movement and also reinforce the technique of the exercise, you know, together to improve performance. So, I think one of the keys is maximal amount of improvement and transfer with the least amount of work and the least amount of study, if you will. So I think the real brilliance in the book is bringing those things together, getting maximum amount of value in terms of improvement for the athlete with having to have the least amount of overall knowledge and actually expending the least amount of overall effort. I find that the effort level is probably lower than most everybody else's designs, but gives maximal benefit, though. So the return on investment is extremely high. And that's what I think is one of probably the biggest distinguishing factors for the book.
Yeah, okay. Those are nice comments. I always like to hear them. And I think even quite a bit of this from some parents. But I think the key here, again, I like what Jeff said earlier about the parents. This book, even though it was written with coaches in mind, but also with parents in mind, parents play a major role in the development of that youngster. they're the ones who are going to guide him, and they're the ones who are going to enroll the youngster in any particular program. And if you take a look at many of these programs, like you mentioned, many physical programs out there that you can find on the web. And I think if you take a look at these programs, if you crossed out, let's say, tennis and put in a football, or crossed it out, put in baseball, or crossed it out, put in swimming, you're going to see basically the same exercises. So, you know, they have a core number of exercises. But this doesn't mean that they're really fully developing the athlete or going to improve his sport. When you're young, just the idea of getting stronger, you're going to have a better athlete. And many times the better athlete comes because of maturation. The youngster starts developing more of the nervous system, the muscular system, and all of these allow him to execute the skills or do whatever he's doing, allow him to execute it even better. So we have to be careful what we give the coach credit for and what happens naturally. The key is, parent is the key to what kind of development he's going to expose the youngster to, and if he's going to have best chance of becoming the best athlete that's possible. And this is what I try to do here. Here's how you start. You do the things that are there. You will have the makings of the best athlete, or developing his potential to the fullest. And then let him go as far as he can. This becomes the bottom line. It's what we want from anybody and everybody. Let's reach your potential. What are you capable of? Let's see how far you can go. If you have professional athlete, you know, in the making, then, hey, let's get you there. This program will get you there regardless of whether it's going to be a professional athlete, get that scholarship for college, become the best high school athlete, whatever it might be. So maybe if you think it's important, I think, let's see if some of the readers, maybe next week we can look more specifically at some of these chapters and some of the highlights of each of these chapters, and how using these, like Jeff, you mentioned posture. Well, I think there are a few real key elements here that we should, you know, talk about. How posture affects your performance. This is not just posture that enables you to stand up straight or have a good military posture. Boy, doesn't he look good? Look how straight he is. No, this is posture that is more dynamic. How is this posture going to enable you to execute skills of your sport most effectively? If you don't have the right posture, you're not going to be able to do this. So, you know, a few key elements like this, I think, could be, you know, quite valuable that people can take home and apply right away. We get back to this application. See, I always think of application. This information, what can you do with it? Can you apply it? If you can't apply it, unless you're a student and have to answer a question on the exam, it's of little value. Nice to know, but it's more important to know something and be able to apply it if you're looking to improve your youngster's athletic performance. Okay? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that maybe you know, it makes some sense. We can go through some of these individual chapters and kind of bring out more of the distinct value of each one of them and all of the different ways and areas that the book can be valuable for the athlete. So I think, you know, because what we want to do is we want to try to establish, this book is great for the coach. It's great for the athlete. It's really great. You know, there's really no one that doesn't take something out of it, because it's written in a simple enough language that even the parent who wants to help their kid out can take the book and start applying things pretty much, you know, right away, using it as a reference tool as you go along. But the information is very usable. And I think that the coach also can take it, learn a lot. I recommend it to a lot of the different coaches, and even the scientists, even the people at the university level, they can learn a lot there too, because there's a lot of great practical information in there that they won't see in any of the other literature. So I think that one of the things that, you know, point out is it's the broad audience. It's very broad. Anybody who's involved in sports, the coach,
as an athlete, parent of an athlete, even people at the collegiate level, pro level, strength and conditioning coaches. The book's going to have value to everybody because it really strikes the perfect balance between theory and practice and usability, you know, being user-friendly, I guess, if you will, for the athlete. So I think, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Maybe we pick out some individual chapters and kind of talk about each one of them so that the listener can get a fuller idea of the value of the book, you know, in a complete sense. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's great, and maybe we can pick up on it next week then.
I like it.
Sounds good. Do you have any other comments on that, Jeff?
I look forward to getting more in depth. And then what I hope to do, honestly, is send out the podcast along with information about the book to my mailing list of parents and get them to get it. Because, again, I've used it with coaches. I've used it with parents. I've had a parent who's a softball coach of his daughter take the book onto the field and go through the throwing and hitting with the entire team with the book in hand. So it's a great tool, and I look forward to next week and going a little more in depth.
Sounds like a plan. So next week we'll pick this up. We're going to go more in depth on Build a Better Athlete. If you haven't already, definitely recommend that you pick the book up. Very reasonably priced, and the value that you find there, you're not going to find anywhere else. Not that I know of. I've looked all over. I would say this is going to be probably one of the single most valuable tools that you could have in your library, regardless of what your involvement in sports is. So definitely recommend you check it out at DrYeses.com. DrYeses, D-O-C-T-O-R, YESSIS.com. Check that out in the interim. We'll have a more in-depth podcast on that next week, so stay tuned for that as well. And as always, we thank all of you for listening. Thanks, guys, for your help today. Be sure to check that out at DrYeses.com and at UltimateAthleteConcepts.com for some of other Doc's other books and the other ones that we carry. So thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay, very good.
Thank you.